gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
But very rarely wrong, as you know. I was wrong yesterday. I didn't think it could get better. The Republican field for president got better. Got better.
Yeah.
Wow! 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere, stephaniemiller.com, the website. Check it out. Sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Some new picks up, I believe, from the San Francisco shows. Very exciting. I think the whole next Sexy Liberal show will just be about Herman Cain.
Should be.
You even missed him singing yesterday? They've all collectively lost their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, singing, lying.
Fox News doesn't highlight clips where it makes Herman Cain look ridiculous.
And Rick Perry, is he drunk? I don't think they'll even be in the field by the next Sexy Liberal show, and we'll invite them both to be like opening acts. Herman can sing. He sang some other Jesus-y song.
Oh,
and then,
Lord.
Rick Perry, clearly drunk and doing stand-up. Completely unhinged. I love Del Sharpton. I had to watch it twice. I thought it was a Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah, I don't know what was up with Rick Perry becoming unhinged. At least he was fine. I think it's because like he was asleep during the debates. Mm-hmm. He was trying to seem animated and jocular, and you're like, what is wrong with him?
Yeah, that was weird.
You know when there's a day when you make Herman Cain look not crazy? Something has gone horribly awry in the Republican field.
But Herman Cain's story kept
changing
all day yesterday.
Oh, it was awesome. Just, wow. It's like a case study in how not to handle a scandal. Just wow.
Even the Republican strategists that CNN and Fox News were talking to yesterday were saying, this is not how you handle something like this.
Yeah. I mean, and the other thing, the big lie is, oh, this is, see, liberals trying to make a conservative look. It clearly came from some other Republican camp. Who knows what's going on? Karl Rove, Rick Perry's camp, Romney. Liberals have no... I want him in the race. I need him. I need him on that wall. Comedy-wise, you know.
Sure.
Anyway, I just... I was sort of...
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties.
Right.
You want me on that
That's right.
wall.
I
you
need
me on
I
that wall.
I need Herman Cain on that comedy wall. I can tell from my soundbite list, we have eight, so these were the eight changing positions throughout the day?
Pretty much.
Of what?
And it all culminated with...
That girl. Okay, well, now I remember.
Yeah.
He owes Politico a big apology.
Yeah,
they got
does.
The story exactly right.
Yeah.
I don't know what the truthy allegations are either, but there were two allegations that resulted in settlements.
Right. And he was deny all morning long, and then by the time he got to Greta Van Susteren last night, he was like, okay, there was a girl, and we paid her this amount, and...
All right. Uh-huh. Let me sing another Jesus song to distract y'all. I think that... I don't know what... I think that has to do with redemption or something.
I must tell Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of my trials.
Oh, boy. All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure those were a couple of triumphs right there that were paid out.
And my favorite was the Pee Wee Herman moment. Was the, I know you are, but what am I? The whole, like, you have you? When that's nifty. Tess the reporter, have you ever been accused of sexual harassment? Well, how is that relevant? What?
Yeah.
I was hoping they would reach him on the phone so he could say he was trying to use the phone as well.
I'm trying to use the phone!
I don't know, but what am I? What do you say? 60 years.
Okay, Sexy Liberal News, I'm telling you, does it not write itself? This will be my whole Sexy Liberal next time.
Good.
Okay.
In Austin.
Julie in Seattle writes, look what they'll pay to paw at you. I'm telling you. The show the right wing doesn't want you to see. This showed up on my Sexy Liberal Google alert. Look what they're asking for, a scalped opportunity to meet and grope you. Look at right there. Look right there, Ustream.
Whoa.
Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal meet and grope. $400.
Ow.
Center aisle seat meet and grope.
Are you worth it?
No! They're also trying to make us look bad, like greedy capitalist pigs. We're not charging $400. That's Bill O'Reilly will grope you for that much for his stupid show with Dennis Miller, but I'm not.
I think Bill O'Reilly would grope you just for a falafel.
I'm telling you, they're buying up seats, trying to scalp them. So there's empty seats when we're there. And who cares? We get the money, and then we give it to sexy liberal causes.
Absolutely.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Nee-nee. Oh, there was new right-wing scampery on the last date for San Francisco. Someone tried to change tour director Roland's flights.
Oh, I heard about
that. They literally, like, changed the flight so he wouldn't get there in time.
The show will go on without Roland.
Yeah, who cares, Roland? Whatever.
I mean, we do live in an age of iPhones and internet.
Just kidding, Roland. Just kidding.
He's very high-strung.
He's listening right now.
A little bit.
All right. Let's see. Elise, here's the one thing I love. People getting very competitive about sexy liberal shows in different cities. Elise writes, Steph, my best friend Bob since the early 70s, which includes protesting, boycotting, and more, attended both shows in San Francisco. He had to be turned on to you by me because he's usually asleep when you broadcast. Then he goes twice and rubs it in. He came Friday and Saturday.
Whoa!
However, I'll be celebrating my 59th at the December show in Fort Lauderdale. He said you all were just fantastic and generous with your time. Can't wait till it's my turn. Yeah, Elise. Well, you know what? And there's only one show in Fort Lauderdale, so you can't go twice, but I would just buy a big block of seats so that right-wingers can't scalp them. Go!
Recount your blessings, Sunshine State.
Oh, you can almost taste the sunshine.
Because Stephanie Miller is coming to South Florida.
What? Is she finally moving to the villages?
No. The state with the least popular governor is welcoming this year's most popular comedy tour. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. And it's gonna be hot.
How hot? When will you like it?
Very hot.
Oh, it's too hot.
On December 10th, the Broward Center's Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale will host the Sexy Liberal Players, led by progressive beach babe, Stephanie Miller.
The exotic dancer under the name of Marie, the Flame of Florida.
Tickets are available at BrowardCenter.org or by calling 877-311-SHOW. That's 877-311-7469. South Florida, spring break is coming early this season, and the forecast calls for Cat 5 Sexy Liberal Laughter.
Too hot. Okay, and go to sexyliberal.com. All the Boston is up next, then Buffalo, my hometown. And then Fort Lauderdale, so on and on. Check it out. By the way, a lot of comments on the Crystal Boy pictures.
Why? What? What'd I do?
Corrine writes, Steph, my husband and I were looking at the L.A. Fantastic Fun Home Show times. The pictures from the L.A. Sexy Liberal Show 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And didn't know that Mr. Chris was so dang buff. Wondering if P90X is how Chris got all super extreme totally buff.
Computer says yes.
Partially, yes.
Sure.
And now you just, I don't know, you lift small cars or something. He's gotten so large, you'll see him bench pressing like Mini Coopers and stuff off the 405. Well, he's gotten too extreme even for P90X now.
Yeah.
Plus, it's roids.
Stop it!
Don't say that to him because he gets all roid ragey.
No, I don't like it when people suggest I'm doing something illegal.
Of course not. Would you like time to do a
Stephanie
series?
Stephanie shoots heroin.
Would you like to do a series of Herman Cain denials? Oh, P.S., on a completely unrelated note, our baby was a monkey this weekend. They dressed their baby as a monkey, and they sent a picture of the baby's dressed as a monkey. I kept saying, who's a cute baby monkey? And then my husband and I would break out into, the song. All right.
Oh.
We've inflicted it on America.
Baby monkey!
Oh.
Baby monkey!
Who dressed the baby like a monkey?
Running on a pig, baby monkey.
All right.
All
right, presumably not a herpes monkey, because
oh,
that would be wrong.
Not.
That would be wrong. All right, with the Twitter account,
yeah,
that one.
Well, he is muerto.
Well, yes, he had a
not of the, not of the
Twitter,
herpes
had a Twitter
yeah.
account. No. All right, let's go to Vince in Ohio on the opening shot on Herman Cain. Hello, Vince.
Hi. Hey, Steph. First, I missed you in Detroit, and then you canceled in Lansing, but I hope to
catch
you.
Oh, we didn't. You know what? That we didn't cancel. That's going to be rescheduled. It was a special Democratic fundraiser, and they had to reschedule. So we'll get back there. We'll let you know.
I might have to catch you in Buffalo.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I was thinking this Herman Cain thing. Most of the right wing media is trying to compare it to Clinton's deal, and they're apples and oranges, as some candidate likes to say, because Clinton's deal was between two consenting adults, and Herman Cain's was a sexual harassment suit that was settled.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, apples and oranges here.
There you go. Apples and oranges. Thank you. The first fruit basket has been thrown out.
Yes.
Of the morning. All right. Let's go to Nancy in Buffalo on Herman Cain. Hi, Nance.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Well, last night I was watching the Conan show,
uh-huh.
his monologue,
uh-huh.
and I noticed that he stole a Herman Cain joke from your show yesterday.
Which one?
The one about the German woman saying 999.
Oh, that bastard person.
Yeah,
all right.
Stole it.
Well, you know what? We give to sexy liberal causes, so feel free to take our jokes with abandon. Please. We'll just make more. Gosh, that's always happening, isn't it, Chris? Our jokes pop up in the oddest places.
I think I saw that on the internet before the show yesterday.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think it's...
It didn't happen until I say it.
Okay, I see.
Okay, Paul and Lust. What did the German woman say when Herman Cain hit on her?
999.
All right. Paul in Los Angeles.
Hey, Steph. Mooks, good morning.
Hello.
Just want to say, you know, Hal Sparks' comedy videos kept, well, his comedy thing has kept us sane overseas. I just want to put
Cool. Which, Charmageddon?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It's kept us laughing. But I just want to put in real quick. Thank you, guys. But I just want to put in real quick. I just saw something last night and this morning about a zombie poster of Obama. And I'm not political either way. I just serve my country. But this is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're going to put a bullet hole in the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief says, that's crazy.
They've lost
their mind.
Yeah. That's,
It's on the web. It's on the web right now. It's some GOP out of Florida. So I'm not, like I said, I'm not political either way, but some GOP is not Florida.
Yeah, there they go again with that wacky, violent, and or racist emails. Oops.
Yeah.
Happened again.
Yeah.
And it's a clear bullet hole flowing out of his head, and they go, oh, we didn't mean anything about it. It was just they call sarcasm, jocularity, whatever. So I just want to put that, guys, if you can get more, that'd be great. But
all right.
Way over the top.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah. Wow, that's such a surprise to nobody. Wow, another inappropriate and/or violent racist email from some GOP somewhere.
Whatever
group that they have. What? We didn't get. How is that offensive? All right. Well, by the way, did you hear Rush going on a tear about how racist this is against Herman Cain? Yeah, I knew.
Yeah.
We knew we were going to hear this again. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and Ann Coulter has some things to say about the racism part of this whole thing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow, that is like magic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I don't mean to do head in the road.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. It's hard to interrupt our gossiping to do the show sometimes, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. Whew, that was hot gossip.
Woo. Dan in Atlanta. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
Love the show. Love
Thank
the show.
You.
Now, living in Atlanta, I've had the pleasure of listening to Mr. Cain on the radio
for
a couple of years.
Yeah,
now,
I can tell you right out of the box, you are patently unqualified to be, for office of any kind if you have a radio show.
it's insane. Yeah, they give them local 750 on the weekend mornings.
Yeah.
And I never enjoyed listening to someone be wrong so much.
But Dan, he's, you know, Charlie Pierce writes in his column, he's coming up in about an hour. He's a clown. The fact that he's at the front of the pack, it has nothing to do with skin color. He's crazy.
Yeah.
I totally agree with what you said. We need him on that wall.
Yeah.
No question about it. But the thing I was calling about was what I loved yesterday on the coverage of this whole insane story was that his answer, his retort in one of the many interviews was, bring me some facts, let me face my accuser, when he was the person who approved the the agreement to not say anything, to not reveal the facts. So it is kind of Palin-esque in its logic, which I like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I think there may be another shoe to drop here because you're kind of going, really? You had no awareness of any settlement? Really? You know, and then you're right. He said, oh, I'll need some facts. Well, here they are. Oh, that girl. Well, okay. Right.
And then for Halloween last night, some friends came up for trick or treating. My conservative friend wanted to know which liberal broke the story, and I had a hard time telling him. Guess what? Yeah, no.
Yeah, liberal. Yeah, witch hunt. He used the term witch hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and he did say yesterday, if more allegations come, I assure you, the people are just making them up.
I would like to preemptively say.
Yeah.
Hamana, 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 hamana. Anything else unfortunate.
That tells me that there is another shoe to drop at some point.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you know, that's just logic. What liberal seriously would want to know? This is good. I mean, this clearly, you can't keep track. You know, the Rove camp, what do you call it, hates Perry.
Yeah.
So, Rove has actively been on television trying to torpedo Kane's. I mean, basically, I think this is all about the Republican establishment.
Right.
They want Mitt Romney. They think he's the most electable, whatever. So it's like they're going to, it's almost like this is a prank gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right. Enough with the black guy prank. We're and I mean, I. But
let's get back to Whiteyville.
I think media. Somebody. We have a piece about that. That a lot of people are speculating it has Rove's fingerprints on it.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
It's like clearly it's no liberals at this point. I mean, this is just. Yeah, he's in speeches and interviews he flatly denied harassing anybody. However, the story was correct. He didn't bother to apologize to Politico. He attacked the news outlet that reported the issue and painted himself as the victim of a witch hunt. Later in the day, though, he wobbled on details, saying he didn't recall the incidents, and later then describing the details of one complaint in quite a lot of detail for someone that doesn't remember the incident at all. All right, Mike in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi. You know, look, Herman Cain's caught lying about sexual harassment. I think there's going to only be one result. He's going to be the presidential nominee of the Republican Party. And if you don't believe me, ask Justice Clarence Thomas.
Yeah. Well, sure enough, like clockwork. Remember yesterday we said that? Like, how soon before someone calls this a high-tech lynching?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, there it was. It's like, oh, sure, it's a liberal thing against a conservative black man, blah, blah.
Whatever.
In fact, Rush Limbaugh yesterday said the words Herman Cain and Clarence Thomas in the same sentence.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Clarence Thomas, we're on my veranda enjoying adult beverages, that this is not yet another high-tech lynching, my friends. Can you believe the outright racism?
That's the other thing. Once again, Chris, in these scandals, it is not the scandal, it's the lying.
Yep. Exactly.
And by the way, this was another one. He contradicts his former human resources chief on the investigation. He said in his speech flatly that the general counsel and human resources department conducted an investigation of the allegations. The head of the association's human resources department at the time said in an interview with Politico she was unfamiliar with any complaints about Cain. Cain said flatly that her department conducted the probe into his conduct. He said, I recused myself, allowed my general counsel and my human resource officer to deal with the situation. It was concluded after a thorough investigation it had no basis. She was reached at her home and told what he had said. And she said he did not say that. Read the direct quote from Cain. She responded, you and I have talked and I have nothing to say. Then she hung up.
Oh, dear.
It's once again getting betterer and betterer.
Yes, it is.
All right. More on the latest on the Herman Cain scandal as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This industry moves so fast, it's really hard to tell. That's why I need a name that's cutting edge, like
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH12, the phone number. Dave in Minneapolis. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, baby.
I was going to say, the Republicans are doing a dandy job of letting everyone feel as if I don't want to be identified with this group. No way, no how. One is stoned when he speaks. The other one doesn't remember what he said from 5 seconds ago. And this group in Virginia, come on. I mean, sure, free speech. This is a group that likes to whine and cry about how lack of free speech and the criticisms they get.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're the sole guardians of the precious Constitution.
Dave, you know, Charlie Pierce wrote a great piece on what a bunch of wackadoodles make up the Iowa caucuses. And don't you think the average Republican is across the country just with their head in their hands going, seriously?
Oh,
is this the bunch of boobs we have running this time?
Oh, absolutely. They're all sitting there with a glass of scotch and saying, bring it on. I mean, they can't get enough to anesthetize them over their shame and fear of this.
Somebody tweeted, David Frum tweeted, if, you know, Rick Perry were the front runner, we'd be having a conversation about alcohol today,
right.
About booze and not...
and not sex.
Yeah, because, I mean, he clearly was wasted yesterday giving this, like, whatever it was, stand-up comedy routine. Nobody's even talking about that because of the Herman Cain wackiness.
Right. Well, I don't know if he was wasted, but have you ever seen somebody who is really stiff and uptight all the time, you know, the rod up his butt has a rod up his butt kind of thing?
Yes.
And then they try to be hip and happening, and it just goes really, really south. Everyone goes, why do I feel like my skin is crawling? This has got to stop.
I know. All right, Dave, thank you. Yeah, it was... And in the meantime, Herman Cain made yet another blunder that no one paid attention to because of all the original lying and wackiness about these sexual harassment claims. He questioned the existence of Palestinians, not just their shape, the existence of, like, as if they're maybe they're sprites or fairies or something. Maybe they don't even exist. He called them the so-called Palestinians.
The so-called Palestinians.
They may not even exist. They may be like leprechauns.
Oh, God. If he's president, that man would do so much damage.
I need him on that comedy wall.
I've gotten used to what it feels like to be near the top. As a result of today's big news story, I really know what it feels like to be number one.
You are your number one.
He's more like number two.
Yeah, we'll see what the new polls show. How hilarious will that be if it just rockets me up even further?
Well, yeah, it came out yesterday that he's slightly ahead of Rick Perry
in Texas.
Well, I'm sure
And then another T directly after that.
I'm sure that poll was taken a little before.
Yes, but who knows?
You know, sex scandal really didn't hurt Bill Clinton.
God. And that speech, that approach, the Drunky McPukeshoes speech, it was, you know, that point of drunk you are when it's not, you're not quite slurring yet, but you're just really, wow, I think I'm hilarious. It's, in terms of drunken Texans and their speeches, I'm Drunky McPukeshoes.
Conservatives saw the savagery of 9/11. In the effects attacks and prepared for war.
And then when he wanted to see the president's, his gift certificate.
Were you asked the president to show me his gift certificate? I mean, it's a gift certificate. The birth certificate?
He's a man after my own heart, and then he goes on TV drunk. He doesn't care. He's like Honey Badger. Honey Badger don't care. Honey Badger don't give a... He just doesn't. He doesn't care. There's no. Doesn't care. It doesn't matter what network. Tom DeLay shows up, like, blasted.
Tom DeLay is like a rabid honey badger.
He's a drunken honey badger.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I got to watch that Rick Perry stuff again. Okay. Herman Cain yesterday.
I've never sexually harassed anyone. Mm-hmm. And, yes, I was falsely accused while I was at the National Restaurant Association, and I say falsely because it turned out after the investigation to be baseless.
See, he could have just said that originally.
Yeah.
But instead they decided to smear Politico and say, oh, you know, liberal blah blah attack, you know, yada yada smear. And Mediaite had a great piece. The story was exactly correct. Right. In fact, very fair to Cain. They had how many weeks? There were 10 days. Mm-hmm. I had the heads up on this story.
That's right.
To be caught like flat-footed like this.
They had 10 days to prepare a response to this.
Yeah. They decided not to respond, and it turns out they had the story absolutely correct.
That's right. And Herman Cain knew they had the story correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Herman Cain just still...
I told you this bullseye on my back has gotten bigger. I have no idea. We have no idea the source of this witch hunt, which is really what it is.
Witch hunt.
It's got to be either Karl Rove or someone in Rick Perry's camp.
Oh, it's totes Karl Rove.
There's a reason that Rick Perry was all, you know, jokey and celebratory yesterday. He was... Come on! Right? He was like, oh my God, there goes Herman Cain's campaign. Look at me! I'm back! don't you think he was nearly giddy?
Yeah.
I think he was feeling... I'm telling you, it came either from his camp or from Karl Rove. There's no liberal that would have a dog in this hunt, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. The liberals are just staying out of this.
By the way, my favorite thing yesterday was the guy that called in and said Jim is being racist for doing a dead-on impression of Herman Cain.
Whatever.
What? Jim does a dead-on impression of everybody.
That's right.
He was like, well, you don't do that to Barack Obama. Well, Barack Obama doesn't sound like that. Jim does exactly how Barack Obama sounds and exactly the way Herman Cain sounds. But I love it. I love when conservatives think they can throw back a charge of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Herman Cain.
If more allegations come, I assure you people will simply make them up.
Oh, you're saying
that
preemptively.
That was a little preemptive. Oh.
If. So you're saying if.
I don't think it's if.
Some more craziness should ensue.
I don't think it's if. It's when. That sounded like when.
I'm
more
telling
allegations.
You right now, they're lying. They're lying about the things they're going to say that are completely obviously lies. Which then
they're lying liars.
Which I will then lie about in return before I get my story straight several days later. Oh, God, how much do we love this story? This case, it really isn't the thing. It's the way they've handled it.
Yep.
It's because I don't even know what the truth is. I'm just saying, I don't think they give five-figure settlements for nothing. Did you hear that part? Well, I hope it wasn't much, because nothing happened.
And he knew exactly how much it was
no,
when he said that.
He said, I don't have any idea about the settlements. Although I hope it wasn't much because nothing happened.
But then he told Greta Van Susteren later that night that it was probably 3 months' salary of the girl.
This has a whiff of Bill O'Reilly-ness to it.
Oh.
You don't pay women off unless there's something there.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Okay. All right. Julian Tacoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Stephanie, did you notice the one thing that he said, Rick Perry said about they live so far out in the country, whatever, that everybody had their own tomcat?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
I think that means a feral cat.
I don't know. Maybe somebody in Texas.
No, I think it's more like a tractor type of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's a piece of farm equipment.
Oh, somebody from the Heartland call us, please.
I think it is.
Tomcat? No, that's a different kind of cat you're thinking of. A caterpillar? Julie,
no.
What are we talking about?
There's also a bobcat.
Oh, all right. All right, let somebody help us. All right, farm people.
I think it's a piece
assemble.
Of farm equipment.
1-800-STEP-12. A tomcat?
Yeah, I didn't grow up on a farm, but...
No, I know what you're talking about. There is a piece of equipment, but it's not a
well,
tomcat.
There, no, there's a caterpillar, and there's a bobcat, so there might be a tomcat.
I think they mean like a big farm cat that's like a feral cat that lives in a barn. I think that's what he means. Let's listen to some of the Rick Perry. Who knows what he means? He was drunk. He probably doesn't know what he means.
This is
our Shano.
Yay.
Shano in Fort Lauderdale. Hi, precious.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good
Hi,
morning.
Honey.
And by the way, a tomcat is a male cat that's not been fixed. He was a kind of a stray and knocks up all the cats in town.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Like Herman Cain. What? No, I didn't mean that.
Now, on Herman Cain, his guy, Block, I guess, is his campaign manager.
The smoking guy.
The creepy smoking guy?
Yeah. He said that...
Cigarette smoking man.
Cain said emphatically that he wanted to face his accusers, right?
Right.
So if Cain really wants to face his accusers, then why doesn't he release them from the nondisclosure agreement? Then he really...
Well, there you go. There you
know?
Go. You know, Shano, he could make that happen.
He could.
Yeah.
He absolutely could, and actually, I'm wondering on the non-disclosure agreement, not to get too legalese, but if one side discloses, like he has, I think they might be released, and they can talk to
you. Oh, and Shano being...
Shano's a lawyer.
Well, he's the official lawyer-type person of the Stephanie Miller
lawyer
Show.
Lawyer-type person slash montage maker.
Yeah.
Slash promo maker.
But he doesn't seem very sincere that he wants to face his accusers. He wants to tie their hands behind their back with a non-disclosure and then ramble on
Shano, that's exactly what somebody was, I think it was the Mediahead story, they were saying. Like, you know, this is why they took this tack, because
right.
they know, they can't talk, so this should close the circle because they're going
to
put it back on the Restaurant Association knowing that they can't say anything.
But Herman Cain could.
It's like fighting with someone with both their hands tied behind their back. It's easy to beat them.
And Shano, tell me, as the official lawyer type person of the Stephanie Miller Show, what if you want somebody to chat, why then do you pay the money to hush them up?
they exactly do not want them to speak. But the thing is, he's now going around speaking about
it.
You know, so does I mean. I
yes, if he wants to face them, he could make one phone call, and make it happen like that.
I'm also thinking from the two women's point of view. They're sitting there and their names have not been disclosed. You know, at some point they will be, but they can't talk. So they're sitting there saying, this is about me and I can't speak up. I can't say what really happened. I'm listening to maybe lies on the air about me.
Right.
You know, and I feel bad for them.
Exactly. Thank you, lawyer type person slash promo maker of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you, my favorite radio talk show host.
Thank you, man. Oh.
Would you?
I would noogie him if he were here. And I have, backstage in Syracuse. I noogied him.
And you're probably going to see him in Fort Lauderdale.
Ooh-hoo! December 10th. Yeah. All right. 45 minutes after the hour, back with that crunchy Rick Perry audio goodness next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Save my life.
Stephanie Miller.
Save my life. Yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta get up, you gotta get off, you gotta get down.
Yeah. Hmm. Damn right. Yep. Damn Skippy. 49 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2 is the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. See, I asked, and I knew people would come to my rescue. Tom in Columbus, what's a tomcat?
Well, I grew up on a farm, too, Stephanie,
yeah.
And what Rick was trying to say was that the neighbors were so far away from each other that usually the wandering tomcat that went from farm to farm and got all the kiddies pregnant and whatever, it was too far for him to go, so they each had their own tomcat, which is a dumb saying, but that's what he was trying to say.
Oh,
I see.
I thought it was a Herman Cain joke. Okay, all right. Who can tell when you're drunk? I sometimes don't know what joke I'm making. I was like, is that what I meant?
Plus, we're city folk. We don't get the country humor.
Exactly.
Here.
We're city mice.
Yeah.
Nick in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, we have bobcats, which are tractors that we use to clear lanes.
Right.
To get the snow out of there.
Right. Okay. But is there any machinery called a tomcat?
No.
Apparently there is, but it's a floor cleaning thing for, like, gym, you know,
see,
high school gym floors.
Nick, I know my farm machinery. It's impressive for a city girl, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, well, you know, they're also called skid loaders.
Okay.
They're very handy, and we can't really share them since we're so far apart out here in the sticks.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Once again, I'm right and you're wrong. It refers to a cat that's, you know, not fixed or whatever. It's not a...
Yeah, but going from farm to farm,
that's...
It's not
a farm machinery. They don't have that kind of cat. By the way, Ustream, can you see my evil cat, Oreo, and I? We're having a rough patch in our relationship. She previously had become Snuggly Cat.
That's a lot of blood.
Yeah. And I was trying to pet her.
Well...
I don't know what's happening.
Well,
it was my little snuggle cat, and then I just and I'm looking at the blood.
Remember when I first got
she
Jazz?
She bit my foot twice last night.
Remember when I first got Jazz, and you were like, what are all those scratches on your arm? And now you know.
They're just, you know, they're temperamental.
Welcome to Catland.
Very moody. All right. So, here is the... So, I don't even know why. Is Gawker calling these Rick Perry's 10 gayest moments?
The gayest moments from Rick Perry's New Hampshire speech. Yeah.
I didn't think of them as gay. I just thought them as very, very boozy.
Okay. But see for yourself.
Shannon and you, I can't stand here in front of this crowd and not just, you know, love on you a little bit. And thank you for what you
love
do.
On you.
And gold is good. If you've got any in the backyard.
All right, stop.
You know,
it's already two Scooby-Doo moments in one.
Right.
First, what? I got love on you? I got love on you a little bit?
Is that a Texas saying?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah. Gold is good? This is a series of non sequiturs. All right.
For money over there in Washington, the gold's going to be good.
You have to see this, too.
This is such a cool state. I mean, come on. Live free or die. I mean... I come from a state, you know, where they had this little place called the Alamo, and they declared victory or death. You know, we're kind of into those slogans, man. It's like, live free or die, victory or death. Bring it.
Oh, my God, he's drunk.
We spend $500 billion a year in tax preparation. I mean, you know.
Oh, this is the prop humor.
I'm sorry you do, but that's too much money.
Oh, he shouldn't say dude.
$500 billion. And my plan is really pretty simple. It does deductions for the mortgage, deduction for charitable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep that in there.
Uh-huh.
And your state and local taxes are in there. You put those on, $12,500 forever.
Oh, God, is he dozing off?
You know, just pretty easy math.
He's writing on his hand.
Good news is that little plan that I just shared with you doesn't force the Granite State to expand your tax footprint.
Expand.
You know what I mean?
He's doing the over-pronunciating.
Like 9% expansion.
Expansion. What is wrong with him?
Oh, my God. Okay, you have to stop for a second. Okay, because this is why you have to go to the YouTubes and watch it, because it's not just the audio, obviously. He's just...
Yeah.
It's facial expressions.
You know, I'm going to post this link up on your Facebook page.
Yeah, he has all those, like, weird, jokey, like... He's just like he's doing stand-up. It's his whole, like, demeanor. It's hilarious.
It is now up on your Facebook page, so people can go there and look for it.
And those of us that like the, what would you call it, Chris? You know, the greatness of the grape. You recognize that. You called me at a certain hour. It's that, you can tell the over-pronunciating.
I believe that happened.
I had really, like, struggling to pronounce.
I believe that happened on Sunday.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you should know to call me. certain hour.
Because you asked me yesterday morning, okay, what did we
now,
talk about?
What did we talk about? What did I say? Why did you call? You know, it's just that struggle in your brain that I'm going to, you know what? No one's going to know because I'm going to overpronounce this word. That's what he's doing there.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like when you come to it, you're conversationally screeching a halt as you struggle to just like, I'm going to say this. And slowly, nobody will notice I am not pronouncing it right.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Mike in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Chris. You thought the debates were audio cotton candy before. Just imagine what the debates are going to be from this point forward.
Oh, Mike, don't you hope Rick Perry shows up drunk? Herman Cain just grabs Michelle Bachmann's ass on the way on stage. Oh!
You know what's amazing? Out of the four interviews with Cain yesterday, not one reporter said, wait a minute, it was the National Restaurant Association that paid the hush money, and you were the president of the National Restaurant Association.
Yeah. So you had no idea about any settlements. Yeah, you had nothing, you knew nothing about that.
Yeah, nothing to see here. Move along.
That's a really a great point. I don't know what that says about his, executive abilities then. Really? I had no idea there was a settlement paid because I, what? Okay. Herman Cain yesterday.
Two anonymous sources claiming sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to chase anonymous sources when there's no basis for the accusation.
Oh, but then he went into detail about them later on in the day.
They're not anonymous sources. That's the thing. He thinks he's safe doing that because they have the non-disclosures and they can't talk. That's the difference. I mean, media, I did a great piece on this where they point out, there is a different. Not all anonymous sources, quote unquote, are the same.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they go on to say. Cain campaign spent the better part of 15 hours trashing a Politico story that turns out to be completely accurate, abundantly fair, and incomplete only to the degree that the Cain campaign made it so. They owe Politico an apology. And they point out Politico's reporting strongly attributed the anonymity is a product of self-evident legal issues.
That's right.
And the reporters whom I know and trust have seen documentation themselves. This isn't some Page Six gossip item as a... media points out, but that's what I'm saying. Not all anonymous sources are the same. Because I agree with you that sometimes there are smear pieces based on anonymous sources
Absolutely.
That are fair, but this is like, give me a break. All right, Herman Cain.
If the Restaurant Association did a settlement, I wasn't even aware of it, and I hope it wasn't for much, because nothing happened.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you were the head of the, and you had no idea about the, okay. But you do know that you hope it wasn't for much. Although five figures to settle something that didn't happen seems somewhat suspect, in my opinion. Okay. Cindy in Michigan, real quick. Hey, Cindy, welcome.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I think that Herman Cain's own people leaked the sexual harassment story to push the illegal campaign contribution story off the front burner.
Right. His Palestinian idiocy and his illegal campaign, which we haven't even got. See, you're right, Cindy. I haven't even gotten to it yet this hour because the sexual stuff is too funny. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Charlie Pierce from Esquire.com with some great stuff this week coming up. About a half an hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. StephanieMiller.com, SexyLiberal.com, both on Facebook and on Twitter. Check it out. Lavender Pitt, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show with the opening Rick Perry joke of the hour. Hello, Lavender Pitt.
Good morning, Mama. Morning, Lou.
Go ahead.
If Rick Perry is going to be loving on his audiences, is he going to be handing out handy wipes if people leave?
Yeah, does he mean in a Herman Cain kind of way? Or just loving on you a little bit?
It's all just too biological this early in the morning. And I'd like to thank you guys for watching all this stuff so that I don't have to.
Yes, that's our job here. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Love you, precious. All right. Oh, by the way, Brian in Chicago wants to explain the non-disclosure in the Herman Cain unpleasantness. Hello, Brian.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, being anonymous and being told that you cannot talk because you have to sign a non-disclosure statement is very, very, very two different things.
A little different than a smear, a witch hunt by anonymous sources. Yeah, a little bit different. I love that. These anonymous sources. Oh, that girl. Well, here's what happened. Hilarious. All right. Oh, sexy liberalness, my friends. Walter was at the Sexy Liberal San Francisco. Hey, Steph, my wife and I had a great time Saturday night. I must say you have a spectacular ass. Why, thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. I will admit I've been harboring inappropriate but loving thoughts about Joan Walsh for a long time and was not disappointed to see her in person. She came and did panel with us. Hilarious. We also met some awesome sexy liberals who were sitting next to us. That's what it's all about. The other sexy liberals in the audience, and a lot of people picking up some sexy liberal strange.
That's right.
Sexy liberal dame game, you know what I'm saying. Presuming I make it through the rest of this year, don't forget we have our first show of 2012 coming up.
Rose City, get ready, because this year's most popular comedy tour is coming to the Beaver State.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is blazing the trail to Portland, Oregon.
We're Portland, Oregon.
Stephanie Miller.
That ain't love, then tell me what is a
home. Oregon.
From Beaver, Baby Cherry.
Beaver, Cherry.
On January 7th, 2012, at the Newmark Theater, Stephanie Miller and her sexy liberal players will mercilessly mock Republicans to the max. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com or by calling the Portland Center for Performing Arts box office at 503-432-2917.
Better than anything we have back in Portland, Oregon.
It's the perfect complement to an ice-cold Bridgeport brew.
I'm guessing it'll be a jumbo Herman Cain, Rick Perry size edition of Sexy Liberal. Next time the show's different everywhere, which is why there are Steph heads going from city to city, because, it just makes itself, this comedy. I tell you what, it's, for instance, Chris in Yankton writes, Steph, wow, that's some Rick Perry audio you guys have. I have an idea. Republican presidential ticket, Rick Perry, Foster Brooks, 2012.
Hey, Perry Brooks.
Slogan, the drunk comedian and Foster Brooks. Okay, that's funny. Yeah, poor Rick Perry. What do you have to do to get attention in this Republican field these days? Herman Cain, by the way, someone thought this was a joke. Jeff writes, Steph, will the revelations and apparent lying yesterday lead Herman Cain to another round of telling Jesus about all of his trials? Just wondering. He did that, Jeff, in case you missed it. He did jokes and singing to Jesus again yesterday.
I must tell Jesus.
Yes, so...
tribulations
all
this time.
My trials.
Yeah, was that kind of pathetic? It was just, oh, I've been redeemed and I'm so persecuted. I'm a victim like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's pathetic.
Yeah. Okay. Because I played grab ass in the boardroom with somebody. Okay.
At least presidential candidates on our side have a little bit of dignity.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, what? Are you saying Rick Perry lacks dignity?
Yes.
Okay, you got to watch the audio. It was, you know what it was? It was like George Bush's comedy eyebrows on crack. They were just like... His face was all like, he was going crazy.
The video is posted up on your Facebook page and on your Google Plus page.
He's like a comedy robot, like sort of disconnecting and melting down, like maybe buzz clicking. Here, play some more.
Under my plan, the death tax expires before you expire. Bill, that would be good. I grew up on a farm. I grew up.
He's giggling.
I grew up on a farm. I tell people so far out in the country that everybody had their own tomcat.
Huh?
Some of you are not going to get that. This little school I grew up in, mayor was called Paint Creek.
Huh?
And
what?
It was very small. As a matter of fact, the motto of the school.
He's a low talker.
No dream too tall for a school so small.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And by the way, I graduated in the top 10 in my high school class.
That's because it was a small class. There were only 10 people in it.
Yeah. I know, was that on my resume? Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, can't you smell the bourbon?
For the American economy.
He is a little talker.
Why?
I have it cranked.
We can unleash American ingenuity again for a new American century, restore the hopes and the dreams of our people, renew our great promise,
he thinks he's doing
and
great.
Entrust the fate of this nation to the hands of the people, setting them free. And I'm for saying it loud and saying it proudly. We are the land of the free. Let's let America be America again, and again be the land of the free. Land God bless you.
Seriously. It's pretty much slavery.
What?
Did I say that? Oh. No, that's not right. Oh, dear.
Wow. Not, he had such a good audience last time he played the N-word Head Ranch. Wow. That came just... Can't you just smell the bourbon like he's that guy in the airport bar that just gets really no sense of spatial relationship? Close talker.
I'll
just,
tell you another thing.
I'm smart. You know what? I don't care. I got to get a flight. Thanks.
But, see, with the flat tax, it's flat. See, so just like the earth. This is global warming crap. It's snowing. Ha! See? That's how you know. Okay.
Wow. Mike in Wisconsin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I was just listening to Morning Joe, I Told You So, and Tom Brokaw was on.
Tom Brokaw.
Really?
Yes, he talked about his latest literary effort, and he also talked about liberal legislation languishing in legislative log jams. I thought he was playing our song.
You're making that up, Mike. Did he really? You're making that
Well, I just made log jams. Literally.
Liberal legislation. Joe in Long Beach. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning, baby.
Hey, when I saw Rick Perry on Rachel Maddow last night, you know, saw the way he was acting, I thought to myself, you could literally knock this guy over with a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah. He was, what is going on? I think he was celebrating Herman Cain's implosion, or what he hoped that would be, right? That's what I think. He was feeling, you know, like,
he's got a so scared.
He got the N-word head out of the race. I'm just saying.
If you're going to lie, at least be good at it.
Yeah. So,
well, I don't know what happened, but if it did, here's how it went down.
Here's what happened.
And then, what? I mean, you don't pay a settlement to somebody if nothing happened.
Yeah, right. Here's how wrong she was. Oh, I thought you didn't know. I thought I was anonymous. So, what? Yes, here is Herman Cain.
She and her lawyer
were demanding
a huge financial settlement.
How much?
I don't remember the number.
Thousands or hundreds of
thousands? Thousands, but I don't remember a number. But then he said, the good news is, because there was no basis for this, we ended up settling for what would have been a termination settlement, quite frankly.
Mm. What would that be about?
Maybe 3 months' salary or something like that.
I thought you had no idea.
No idea.
I thought you had no idea at all how much money.
3 months' salary.
3 months' salary.
Hmm.
Which I don't know anything about.
You don't know anything about that.
And why are you paying a settlement if nothing happened? You pay a settlement to shut people up because something did happen.
That's
and why
right.
did you say that this was a smear, a witch hunt by liberals trying to smear a conservative with anonymous sources?
Which is why I had to pay them off.
Oh, that girl. Well, that's different.
She was in my office one day. And I made a gesture saying, oh, and I was standing close to her, and I made a gesture, you are the same height as my wife, and brought my hand, didn't touch her, up to my chin and said, you're the same height as my wife because my wife comes up to my chin, my wife for 43 years. And that was put in there as something that made her uncomfortable as part of the sexual harassment charge.
I think there was something a little
that and the fact that my pants were around my ankles at the time. Yeah, right. You're the same height as my wife.
She was kneeling.
You owe me.
And that's where I rest my beer on her head because she's right there.
Right.
Okay. That's just weird. I was really close to her, and I was, you know, making a gesture about how tall she was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's... That's relevant in the business sense. So why?
And I paid her thousands of dollars so she wouldn't tell anyone about that.
Mm.
Right.
Did I mention I've been married to my wife, Gloria, for 43 years? You know what? Let's get, can we give her a call? Do we have Gloria's number? I just want to see what Gloria, the wife of 43 years, feels about Herman Cain's various settlements.
I think we got her number.
Do we?
Yes.
Well, let's call her. All right. I couldn't resist that.
That we have the alias that she's been living under.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Mrs. Grabby S? We have some questions. All right, Jerry in D.C. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Moves.
Yeah.
It's your official openly gay, openly black karaoke singer.
Wow.
Yay.
All right.
And I have a suggestion for Herman Cain's new campaign slogan.
What's that?
I got 999 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Hey, old lady. That's waving. You could open for Rick Perry. All right, 17 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't know what that means, but I like the sound of it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Tony writes, Steph, thinking of two things that lasted longer than Kim Kardashian's marriage, Herman Cain's explanation of the sexual harassment yeah. charges, and Newt Gingrich's bill of Tiffany's. Jason in Portland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Jason.
Hey, yeah, hey. You know, somebody called earlier and was, or you had referenced somebody that said, how gay was Rick Perry last night? And I don't have the facts to back this up like Herman Cain, but I think that they're not mutually exclusive. I, you know, there's a group of guys and we all hang out and work together. And when we go out, a couple happen to be gay, get a couple of drinks in them and that sort of cliched flamboyancy starts to appear.
The sibilant S's start coming out.
Oops. Yes, I think Rick was feeling super last night.
He didn't burst into, I thought he was going to burst into song like yeah. Herman yeah. Cain.
I'm super!
Yay.
Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. Whee. I'm feeling super, and nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute in this hat?
There were those rumors that were recorded.
We'll know for sure if Mark Spachman leaves on Michelle's campaign today for Rick Perry. That's the breaking news this morning.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, by the way, here's another sad statement on the Republican Party today. A Tea Party group is asking Michelle Bachmann, please drop out of the race. When Michelle Bachmann is still the most embarrassing thing in the Republican field today. You know things are not going well. American Majority, they're a big mm-hmm. Tea Party group. The president released a statement imploring Michelle Bachmann to drop out of the race, calling her a backbencher, ouch, and warning she could hurt the movement. In response, the Bachmann campaign suggested he was in the tank for Rick Perry.
Mm.
Who is himself in the drunk tank.
Sure.
Hey, Margaret.
Flurg.
Meanwhile, the Bachmann campaign responded, noting the decentralized nature of the Tea Party means no single opinion really counts for all that much.
Huh.
Him? Not that Tea Party guy. It doesn't matter what he thinks. He's not the real Tea Party guy. He can't play in any of our reindeer games.
Interesting fact about Bachmann.
Yes.
She spent $130,000 on charter flights with Moby Dick Airways of Virginia. Did Marcus
no.
book that for her?
Oh, let's hope that doesn't go down. Oh, come on, ladies and
gentlemen.
Ladies
and gentlemen. Ho, a whaling we will go.
You do not want to go down on Moby Dick Airlines. You know what I'm saying? That. Okay.
Are we done with that now?
Yes. Okay. Here's Rick Perry sober.
That I've learned is that you pace yourself. It's not a sprint.
No.
It's a marathon. And we got in late.
Through a tunnel.
And we worked awfully hard for those first 8-plus weeks to go raise the money. And we had a $17-plus million, 47-day fundraising push.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hmm. All right.
He's a lot more fun when he's drunk.
Spend it all on hooch. Yeah. Oh, Newt Gingrich. I love the people that you're like, is he still in it?
Okay. I don't have the kind of money that my major competitors have, but I think I can have vastly more people than they're going to have.
Huh?
And with your help, I also believe I'm the only candidate who is capable of fundamentally disrupting and replacing the left in Washington, D.C.
Sure.
Frankly.
Yeah. Frankly, go, Nudie. Go.
Fundamentally, frankly.
Go. Okay. Great piece in media I've been mentioning. And I've yet to see that forthcoming apology to Politico, who got the story exactly right.
Yeah.
Media writes, at the National Press Club event in D.C., Herman Cain delivered a response to Politico's sexual harassment story his campaign should have given in the first place, admitting that he was, in fact, accused of sexual harassment while CEO of the National Restaurant Association. The allegations were false, that he was blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
He even cited Politico's story in his own defense, the same story his campaign attacked as a thinly sourced smear.
Wow.
When this, that's got to be a first.
Yeah.
Let me just source the story that I just said was false to back up my story. When this story first broke on Sunday night, one of the most damning things in it was the Cain campaign's responses to Politico in the article and in the hours following. Even though they had a 10-day head start, the campaign and the candidate were caught flat-footed. Cain has said he had thousands of people working for me. Thousands! At businesses over the years and couldn't comment until I had seen some facts or concrete evidence.
Yeah.
Which they then gave him. Oh, that was that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. His campaign staff was given the name of one woman who complained last week, and it was repeated to Cain on Sunday. He responded, I'm not going to comment on that. And then that's when he did the I know you are, but what am I? Then he said, have you ever been accused of sexual Mr. Reporter, man? Aha!
Oh, God.
I still love that paragraph, that description. He breathed audibly, glared at the reporter, stayed silent for several seconds. After the request was repeated three times, he responded, asking, have you ever been? Cain's campaign repeatedly attacked Politico's reporting, calling it a thinly sourced smear, but in light of Cain's remarks yesterday, it seems they owe Politico an apology.
According to the thinly sourced smear, it didn't happen, see? So you can believe that.
By the way, not only was the Politico piece completely accurate, it writes Mediaite, it was abundantly fair, including named sources defending Herman
Cain.
That's
right.
By referring reporters, by the way, to the NRA, the National Restaurant Association, knowing the NRA could not comment, and knowing that the accusers have been legally gagged, the campaign hoped to close the loop, but instead gave the allegations some weight. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Bully
on that. 29 minutes after the hour. Ask Charlie Pierce what he thinks of all this next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You have very impressive friends. You found a hairstyle that works for you so long as it's not too humid.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, our phone number. It's Tuesday, everybody. There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
La, 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 la. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
That was the story of the Herman Cain. The man the anonymous came to blame. For something you can't prove he done. But in Politico, but one time, he could have been the champion of the world.
Wow. Charlie Pierce. Yeah, this is just when you thought this little insane clown posse could not get more entertaining. Where do you even start yesterday?
Well,
Rick Perry's drunken
Perry speeches because I can't afford the 2-drink minimum. So.
Why? Oh, wow.
The most hilarious thing to me about the Cain thing, and I'm not going to minimize what he did, and I'm not going to minimize the doggedness with which Politico pursued this story. But the notion now that this is, you know, a liberal conspiracy to bring down a powerful conservative figure is pretty damn hilarious.
Yeah.
Because this pretty plainly came from other Republicans.
Yeah, exactly. As I said earlier, I need him on that comedy wall. I want him on that
I mean, the Democratic Party has a lot of problems right now, as we've discussed. One of them is not worrying about Herman Cain running for president.
Right, I know. Well, that's what's hilarious, is then they can make this the typical, like, oh, it's a liberal that can't stand black conservatives, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and first of all, Politico is not a liberal. Ask around.
Yeah, yeah. You said that this week. I read your great stuff at Esquire.com this week.
But, you know, I mean, it just isn't. It's kind of an apolitical tip sheet. It's like finding liberal bias in the racing form.
Yeah, yeah. I love your how you begin your Herman Cain piece. Oh, holy hell, not one of these already.
Yeah, I mean, the sex scandal should wait, like, till we're a little closer to the actual election. I don't want to deal with this thing.
You know, somebody just wrote me that, by the way, what? That if this were a liberal, hang on a second, if this were a liberal conspiracy, wouldn't we have waited till he got the nomination?
That's right.
You know, and then someone also pointed out, like, why lie about something there's a paper trail for?
You know? And here comes Karl Rove saying you better get the truth out right away, because if you start telling complicated stories, it's harder to extricate yourself. Yeah, Carl, Valerie Plame on line 5.
Yeah, exactly.
If this doesn't have his fingerprints all over it, I don't know what does.
I know. And the other thing, you can't keep straight. You're like, I thought he hated Rick Perry. But I think you're right. It's more about against the Republican establishment, right? The Republican establishment has chosen Romney, right?
Right, and his 25% of the primary voters.
Right.
Which doesn't go up and doesn't go down. It's the same 25%.
Right. But you made a good point that, they say his Cain spokesman said, oh, they haven't had much luck in attacking his ideas. And you say, actually, the critics have done quite a job on Mr. Cain's ideas, too, largely because most of those ideas are unmitigated horse. You may recall that 999 is 909, probably through Uzbeki-Beki-Beki-Stan math. I think the larger point you make, the fact that it hasn't seemed to matter to Republican primary voters, bespeaks a larger problem with the party than the fact that the current frontrunner may have once been caught trotting around outside his paddock.
No, he made a mess of his abortion stance, which is supposed to be the most important issue to the Republican base that there is.
Right.
And it hadn't hurt him at all.
Right.
As near as I can tell.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We'll see, right? These numbers, I mean, how hilarious he's beating Rick Perry in Texas. We'll see how this story plays or not.
Rick Perry has now descended to the third tier.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, which
he's
is sort
in
of
single
like,
digits.
You know, Dante, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Rick Perry. There is no.
Which is, trust me,
difference
as a,
between the chances of Rick Perry and the chances of Michelle Bachmann right now.
Right. Well, trust me, as a third tier radio show host, that's when the drinking begins, my friend. That's when the heavy drinking
I like
and the drunken joke telling. What's that?
I like hanging out of the third tier for that very reason.
That's right.
Well, you know, you were saying how this may play out in Iowa. I love your stuff on the, his abortion shuffle has not cost him any pro-life votes in Iowa. You say it's not like the Republican primary electorate is notable for any interest in gender issues beyond what they can force a woman to do with her uterus. These are people who think Clarence Thomas was lynched by those uppity females who delayed his ascension to the Supreme Court, who still think Anita Hill made it all up. So you're saying you don't think this is going to hurt him.
If it becomes the further it gets away from the actual issue under discussion and gets into the steady drumbeat of bad Herman Cain stories on the news, then he's got a problem. But if he can keep it focused on the facts of this case, he's probably going to be able to slide on this, at least through Iowa. It is never underestimate the power of a conservative politician to make himself a victim.
Yeah,
and how effective that is.
Right, and as you say, you know, burying the big story, or as only you can start a sentence, and the rap continues. The story charging the people behind Herman Cain, most importantly, creepy smoky guy, Mark Block, may have played mumble-de-peg with almost every federal law that pertains to starting up a presidential campaign.
That's a great piece of reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. Apparently, they essentially began the campaign with illegal corporate money. And that's a huge story, because that's something that whatever happened at the National Restaurant Association has been settled legally. This is one that gets you subpoenaed. This is one that gets, you know, discovery processes in motion. This is the one that gets documents, you know, and if it turns out, as it appears to at the moment, that the Herman Cain boomlet is a strictly Americans for Prosperity / corporate Tea Party production, then he's got trouble. Because authenticity is the only card he's got left.
Well, as you point out, Cain is a clown. This is not a shock. Clowns behave clownishly. Nobody cares until the clown rises above his station. I mean, in a way, like as you're saying, this is far from liberals being racist. This is, I think, Republicans going, okay, enough with the black-eyed joke. We need to, as you say, it looks like Karl Rove and the Republican establishment have said, okay, enough with this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not entirely sure that this wouldn't have happened to anybody who rose the way Cain did. If Bachmann had continued to rise and was polling at, a couple of points ahead of Romney in Iowa, you'd have heard something about her.
Right. I love that you say it seems the Republican primary process may consist of lashing the entire party's base to a chair and forcing them to listen to Mitt Romney long enough for the Stockholm syndrome to take over.
I mean, it really. I mean, they're going to. They're going to have to force feed this guy.
Yeah.
Because people just don't like him.
Yeah.
And Republicans in particular don't like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean that 25% number, God bless it. It doesn't go up. It goes to 23 sometimes, but never below that.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I think your best piece this week, Real America Does Not Love Mitt Romney, but it talks about how the party is hostage to this parade of crazies in Iowa. You say there was great trembling abroad in the land on Sunday when the Des Moines Register published its latest poll of the various Bible banging rubes, Grant Wood zombies, and other caucusing Caucasians, and that the country has to pretend to take seriously every 4 years. But this is exactly what's happened, right?
Yeah,
so
Kane
is in a one.
They've allowed the Iowa caucuses to become ridiculously important, and they've allowed their party in Iowa to go completely off the trolley, and now they're stuck with it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how Mike Huckabee won the Iowa caucuses last time, and they were able to short circuit him in New Hampshire. Now they still may be able to do that.
Here's my favorite description of Mitt Romney hatred. You write, Herman Cain, who has surged a 1-point lean over Mitt Romney, whom nobody likes and everybody hopes gets a loathsome cattle-borne skin disease that causes his hair to fall out and his skin to liquefy.
Oh, God.
Before the party's forced to nominate him next summer. Yeah, this is going to be hilarious, right?
I made it a point to point out that I was exaggerating a bit
course.
There. But...
Of course. By the way, Michelle Bachmann, as you say, still has the prayers of 11% of the very religious voters who in Iowa, as you say, are very, very Christy indeed. You give her some advice. Throw deep, Michelle. See Jesus in your bran muffin this morning. Typical caucus score is still on your side.
I mean, she's got no place else to go. She's really battered at this point, and I don't think, without Herman Cain, and if you assume that, you know, Rick Perry is in his own private wonderland at this point,
yes.
Which I think you have to. Mind, the man was a walking Jefferson Airplane album up there.
I love your piece of that. Rick Perry is very, at the moment, very, very screwed. Only 7% of the born-againers like him, which ranks him ahead of only John Huntsman, whom the born-againers believe will one day be roasting like a corn dog in hell. That John Huntsman himself is, of course, afflicted with one of the chronic bouts of invisibility. Someday soon, I expect to see his pants walking down the street by themselves. Maybe along with Ron Paul's giant cartoon suit. Who knows?
There's obviously a tremendous momentum within that party to get Mitt Romney nominated quickly.
Right.
So they can work on this likability thing.
So they can end the embarrassment.
Work on this likability thing. It's going to take them a year to make Mitt Romney likable, believe me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like carving Mount Rushmore at this point.
And you give advice to the Republicans. You say, I hate to keep harping on this, Republicans. You brought this on yourself. You embraced the folks from Jesus Stucky. You did more than anyone to create the Heartland myth, so dear to the hearts of nervous white people everywhere. And this is what it's wrought, right?
Right. No, I mean, this is the field of candidates that the Republican Party's been building to for 30 years. And it's a little late to decide that things are a little wacky and we have to nominate the guy with the nice suits and the nice hair.
Yeah.
So we can pretend that our entire rise hasn't been fueled by crazy people.
Yeah.
But,
well, if ever I've wanted to be able to talk to my dad, we've had this conversation a million times. You know, my dad and Goldwater have got to just be... I would just think would be shaking their heads at this.
Well, I mean, you look around the country. Richard Lugar is being primaried in Indiana,
yeah.
And the guy's got a chance to beat him.
Yeah,
Richard Lugar has been a Republican since Lincoln.
Yeah,
yeah.
Richard Lugar got elected after coming over from the Free Soil Party.
Yeah, and by the way, I love all this Rick Perry drunken video and Herman Cain sex scandal. It completely buried his latest foreign policy blunder. Did you see? He called them the so-called Palestinian people.
Yes.
Which not just question, of course, their right to statehood, but their very existence.
Yes. They're so-called people.
They may be unicorns. Who knows?
I think he meant so-called Palestinians, but still, I mean, it was really kind of inapt.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little ham-handed.
This is another thing he's going to figure out once we elect him.
Yeah.
He's got this whole list of things he's going to figure out. He's got a to-do list once we get elected.
Yeah.
Learn about foreign policy.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Charlie Pierce, great stuff as always. Esquire.com. See you next week. Great stuff. All right. Lori in Chicago on Rick Perry. Hello, Lori.
Hello. New theme song for campaign theme song for Rick Perry.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we get drunk and spew?
All right. All right.
A little early for Jimmy Buffett.
The comedy writer's out this morning. 45 minutes after the hour, back with Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Well, she
be hiding behind her umbrella and her Esquire shoes?
Yes, she is naked on the cover of Esquire.
Really? Now, we should have asked Charlie Pierce about that.
I don't think he has anything to do with that.
Charlie
part of
Pierce
Esquire.
Wasn't naked on the cover.
Yeah, well, listen. 15 minutes after the hour.
Charlie Pierce is talented, just not in that way.
I think he's a big cuddly bear of a man, and I spooned with him in Boston.
Didn't you run your hand through his large beard?
His big Santa beard.
Wow.
Sexy.
All right. And he called you a ho-ho-ho.
Yes. Mary Ellen in Rohnert Park, California, was at Saturday Sexy Liberal. Fabulous. By the way, Steph, I formally called Herman Cain Uncle Tom Cain after the revelations.
Oh, no.
I call him Uncle Tom Cat Cain. Mary Ellen Louise. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Yeah, here we go. Oh, boy, yeah, Rush Limbaugh. You know, Jimmy's always been such a defender of minorities, as
sure.
You know.
See what this really is? It really is about blacks and Hispanics getting too uppity. That's what this is.
What?
You don't achieve in American politics as a Republican, as a self-reliant individual or conservative. You don't do it. Mm. You try it, and we're going to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Post and Marco Rubio last week, and the week before today, Herman Cain.
Mm-hmm. By the way, here's another thing the Clarence Thomas and Herman Cain things have in common, is I'm pretty sure they did it, too. They are guilty of the sexual harassment they were charged with. Likely. And obviously, as Charlie Pierce just said, this clearly was a Republican that took him down. There's nobody that, in the liberal media, that, quote-unquote, and as Charlie said, Politico ain't liberal. Ask around.
No, God, it's not.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I think it was a caller that said that if it had been the Democrats that were trying to take Herman Cain down, this would have been done during the general election, not during the primaries.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Karl Rove. On O'Reilly.
I find it hard to believe the campaign didn't know that this was coming and was as badly prepared as they were. You don't start off by saying there's nothing to this whatsoever and then go into, well, we don't know anything about it, and then say, yes, I know it, but I didn't do it. I mean, that's you'd rather be at where you're going to be at the beginning rather than being drawn there by the events.
Hmm. Karl Rove and a dirty trick somewhere around. Hmm. I don't know. Yeah, it seems to me this is more about Karl Rove losing patience with this whole messy democracy thing. Look, we have chosen Mitt Romney. Just do it. Eat the dog food. Ann Coulter.
Woof, woof. Oh, wait.
Because, once again, always been such a proponent of black people like Barack Obama getting ahead in America.
Uh-huh. There are many wonderful qualities to Herman Cain, but to be honest with you, I think liberals are too dense to see them. Our blacks are so much better than their blacks. The president who has benefited from this, isn't this great? We have our first black president. Well, he's half black. And he is not the descendant of blacks who suffered these Jim Crow laws, who suffered through slavery. I'm not contesting that he was born in America or anything, but he is the son of a Kenyan. He is not the son, the grandson, the great-grandson of American blacks who went through the American experience. That is Herman Cain.
He's not the right kind of black.
Right.
Obama's not a real black. I see. So that's why you're not a fan, because he's not. I love the blacks. Don't get me wrong. Not that kind of black.
Our blacks.
He's not black enough.
Better than their blacks.
Can you believe that?
Oh, my God. I thought she was going to burst into a Wiener song there.
A Wiener song?
Our blacks. Yeah, blacks that climb on rocks. I don't know. That was really, really hard. She speaks so clearly on issues of race. Remember liberals hate black women? Remember that one? There was that one.
Liberals certainly do have their issues with black women.
Yeah, clearly. Like what?
Poo-poo sandwich.
Everything she says is literally.
Poo-poo sandwich.
Looks like she's been eating poo-poo sandwiches for a while.
Yeah, we still have that.
Wow.
I don't know what that's about.
She looks awful.
Speaking of people who are such noted race relations experts, such as Pat Buchanan.
Oh, God.
The immigration should be cut, John, because we have 25 million unemployed and underemployed, and you're bringing in workers? Send them home and tell them to file your papers,
Pat,
and get
the
in
state,
line.
I would ruin the economy. It would depress it even more.
Yes,
these guys are at the top of their profession, some of them.
Let's go.
You know what? I got to what? Because remember the last Republican convention we did, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
And Baby Cannon and I are best friends now again.
Kind
I don't know what happened. She was delightful today.
Yes.
But that despite
was,
our,
but that was 4 years
our
ago.
Formerly contentious relationship when we hosted Equal Time together on CNBC years ago. She was lovely. Here's what I want. I want to get invited to the Buchanan's for Thanksgiving dinner because I would give anything to be a fly on the wall to see what Pat Buchanan is saying about Herman Cain.
Oh, wow.
Just that'd curious. Be interesting. Just, you know. All right.
You should be thankful for the free boat ride.
Oh. Yeah. My. Now you want to be president on top of it?
Oh, dear.
Okay. John Bolton on Fox News.
I think the message to Tehran is that we have a weak administration. I think it's a message they've unfortunately already received. That's why they're brazen enough to plot an assassination attempt against the Saudi Arabian ambassador on American territory. Mm-hmm. They think they can get away with it. They think they can get away with helping the Assad regime repress the people of Syria. And so far, they're right. We are not prepared, have not been prepared, although we should be prepared, to take down the regime in Tehran.
Sure. Sure. Is that basically his... Is that the only reason he's on TV? Because every... Basically, it's blow somebody up. Anytime he's on TV, his advice on anything, we need to blow someone up.
I think he gets a chubby every time he talks about blowing up Iran.
We haven't blown up enough countries recently, and that's because of the fellers in the White House now.
Yeah, it gives him blood.
Because all this craziness with, you know, taking people out without losing one American life.
It's time to wind down the wars. We should be starting more of them.
Yeah, Bin Laden, Gaddafi. What's that craziness? There's no bombs, no what? No.
We got all these bombs. We got to use them.
Dad, I don't get it. That's not the right way. You got to blow some stuff up.
We don't let them sit there. We're going to use them.
You got to blow stuff up real good.
Up there, we just blow them up. What's the problem?
Okay, Brett Baer and Charles Krauthammer.
The electric company apparently cut a line, and our building essentially has very little power.
Oh,
so
dear.
We wanted to bring the show to you. It looks a little different, but Charles, it's the same show.
But it's the vast left-wing conspiracy at work, obviously.
Uh-huh. You know, it would fix that if you had solar panels on your building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went
green.
You
wouldn't be dependent on the grid.
All right, that's... That was Charles. How can you tell when Charles Krauthammer is doing a joke?
Who was it that said his face looks like a melting candle?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Evelyn in South Carolina on noted comedian Rick Perry. Hello, Evelyn.
Yes, I thought of some excuses, not necessarily in this order, that Rick Perry might decide to use. Uh-huh. He was overtired and punch drunk.
Yes, there you go.
He ordered plain fruit juice.
Sure.
But a bartender used 100 proof alcohol in his drink.
Oh, dear.
There you go. Yeah.
He took a med for back pain.
Sure. Back pain, that always works.
All righty. Or he took that sleeping pill that causes people to give strange speeches without memory of having done so.
There you go.
I think Stephanie may have done a couple of shows on that.
Yeah. I bet you he's been visited by the green butterfly that I fired.
You're fired.
So, yeah, I think one of the sexy liberal shows, I did that exact monologue. I'm like, all right, I got to quit this. I don't know what the hell I said. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. 6 minutes after the hour, StephanieMiller.com. Oh, you know, Dorian Salem on Herman Cain. Hi, Dory.
Good morning, Mama, and my beloved Mookies.
Yes.
I have to agree with Charlie Pierce. I do not think this is going to hurt Herman Cain at all.
Yeah.
If anything, it could be a plus. And in Massachusetts, we have open elections.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, I may vote for him.
Yeah, eat it. Get it, exactly. Whose scampery is this so far? Karl Rove, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry?
Right.
Or Democrats? All right, Charles in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Charles.
Yeah, the representative of the black people on my street that are fans of Stephanie Miller, I got a response
yes.
to voter fraud, Ann Coulter.
Yes.
Our blondes are better than your blondes.
Absolutely.
Zing. We have real blondes for one
thing. Zing, 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 zing. sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website, and Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Von Seal in Asheville. Remember, she had to miss the Asheville show because she had some Republican relative doing married something, some state.
But you still had the awesome creme brulee from Bouchon.
Yeah, I was using her to get to the creme brulee anyway, so. Steph, I'm flying to Texas to go to the Austin Sexy Liberal Show Saturday, November 12th. Of course, I'm getting tickets to the Greet and Grope, where I hope to hug your neck and smooch all over John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks. All right, whatever. And why don't I get any of the smooching? And since I will be totally out of context, what with being Von Seal from Asheville, not Von Seal from Austin, I thought I'd forewarn you. Bring along my beautiful sister and Austin residents and my best friend in the world.
Nice.
We're going to mess with Texas. Von Seal's coming.
Lone Star State liberals, no need to feel lonesome anymore. Because these seductive progressives are about to make the Dixie Chicks proud of Texas once again. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is thrilled to announce that they're coming to the most controversial town on their world tour, Austin, Texas.
If this is Austin, I still love you.
An army of the worst dregs ever to soil the face of the West.
Austin, Texas. On November 12th at the Long Center, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Stephanie Miller are coming to clear Bush, I mean Brush, and spread some liberal love. Tickets are available online at thelongcenter.org or by calling 512-474-5664. It's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Austin, prepare your city to be taken to its limits of laughter.
Uh-oh. All right. Oh, Von Seal is on email and on the phone whining, for God's sakes. Von Seal, what is it now?
Hi, honey. I would kiss and smooch all over you because, you know, I don't want to make anybody jealous.
All right.
But you know my heart beats for you and you alone.
Aww. Thumpy, 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 thumpy.
I'm calling to say with great, great sadness, the Greet and Grope has been sold out.
Yes, I know. I know. I know. But there are still great tickets available, and we'll see what we can do.
Well, like I said, I'll bring Chardonnay, creme brulee, I don't know.
Listen, I accept bribes. No.
I love that.
All right. All right. I'll hook you up with Roland. Stop your whining now.
Thank you, darling.
Right.
I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Aww.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she's so cute. Scott in Phoenix. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
You know what? See, we're starting spats with people. Sexy liberal spats. My boyfriend is going to have a lousy birthday thanks to you. See, now what I've gone and done.
Oh,
dear
no.
Mama, thanks. This is sort of some gift of the magi gone awry.
Oh.
Dear Mama, thanks to you, my boyfriend is going to have a lousy birthday. You see, I thought I had the perfect gift lined up for him. Tickets to Sexy Liberal in Phoenix in February. Imagine my dismay when he then gave me 2 tickets to the Sexy Liberal show for my birthday after listening to you mention it on your show. You suck. You now need to help me find a new gift for him ASAP. P.S. Can't wait to see you in the game. Please don't go all the rows before then. Meaning, the Rose, the movie, where she is muerta on stage. Okay. Larry writes, Mama, OMG, I love you more than Frosted Flakes. Okay, awesome.
Wow.
I'm a truck driver. You and the crew help me get me through the mornings, except when I'm laughing my ass off and almost drive into oncoming traffic.
Oh. A truck driver?
Who says no?
Doing that?
Don't do that. Don't
oh, God.
Do that. Because I'm on the road, I can't get to the Sexy Liberal Show. Please make a video. All right. I don't know what's going on with that. I have no information. P.S. Thank you for turning me on to Cedar Side. It really, really works for my 3 dogs and my 1 cat. Go, Cedar Side. All right. Here's a scary Halloween story. Did you hear this one, the drunk zombie? That's, you know, it's a bad night when you wake up and there's a drunk zombie in your house.
Wow, zombies are bad enough, but drunk zombie. Nice.
In Moorhead, Minnesota, which is, I hear, Marcus Bachman's favorite town.
Hey!
Michelle, I'm packing from Moorhead!
It's right across the border from Fargo.
Fargo, yeah.
Oh, golly. But here's a little malfeasance that happened down there. Police say an intoxicated man in zombie makeup has been arrested after walking into a residence in Moorhead.
My kind of town, Moorhead. My sister used to live there.
Yeah.
When
much nicer than Les Head. I've been to Les Head. It's not as much,
not as much fun.
No, it's not as good. Officers learned an intoxicated man in zombie makeup walked into the residence where he's confronted by a homeowner with a gun. Yikes.
That never ends well.
The zombie fled. Instead of just creeping slowly away, a zombie's supposed to, that's how you know it's not a real zombie.
Well, unless you get the 28 days later kind of zombie. Because those run.
Zombies can't run.
No,
everyone know they do that thing, that back and forth kind
of. In 28 Days Later, they ran.
Sure.
Also in the remake of Day of the Dead, or Dawn of the Dead, they ran. Yeah,
really?
So today's zombies, they run.
Hmm. Officers found
the
man
jump, though.
Hiding in the attic of another home on the block. So that was the... All right. I had a scary Halloween. Jim, here's a drunken Russian story. So few of them. Russian police say a drunk and naked driver has wreaked havoc in central Moscow, damaging 12 cars before being caught by the police. Footage broadcast by Russian television showed him lying on the pavement shouting, "Don't cover me!" to officers who were...
Naked in Moscow in November.
Yes, he
that
said,
seems
Niet.
Like a bad idea.
Niet. To cover... All right. Yep, it's official. Kim Kardashian files for divorce after saying its story that's shocking to absolutely nobody.
Oh, who gives a
72
flying.
Days after getting married. Who could have seen that coming? She's filed for divorce from poorly cast husband Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
The newlyweds seeking a traditional divorce due to irreconcilable differences. Kids! They gave it 72 days. They gave it a try, for God's sakes.
Well, did you see what Kim Kardashian tweeted this morning?
No.
She said, "Yeah, I'm getting a divorce, but visit my new store at the Mirage in Las Vegas."
Sure. Everybody processes their grief differently, Chris.
God.
What a waste of skin.
Serious, and a waste of a seriously fine butt.
She made a widely reported $17.9 million from her wedding.
God.
That boils down to about $10,000 an hour. So, you know, listen. Chris Humphries, meanwhile, told NBA friends he was blindsided by Monday's divorce filing. Really? And learned of the news through a TMZ report like the rest of the world. Oh, dear.
People are losing their houses all over the country.
Yes, and they made $17 million.
Had $17.9 million to throw around.
Yeah, to get married on television. Who didn't know that that wouldn't be sincere? Oh, well. Okay. Oh, here's a good costume. Supermodel Heidi Klum.
Oh, yeah. Did you see this?
She wowed a crowd at her party in Vegas by arriving on a gurney in a skinless corpse costume.
Yeah.
How is that different from supermodels normally look?
No, it was kind of disturbing looking. She looked like a serious anatomy chart. Or she looked like someone who basically had her skin ripped off.
Wow.
Yeah. It was disturbing.
Well, she's trying to one-up Lady Gaga with her meat dress.
I guess. But I guess Heidi Klum is known for her Halloween costumes, her outrageous Halloween costumes. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
And this has to be the topper. Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child? Yeah. Dressed up as Conan the Barbarian for Halloween.
Well, what else are you going to dress up as?
There's a chip of the old Steinbergen.
I'm guessing Maria didn't think that was really funny.
Ken in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ken. Welcome.
Hey, Steph. On the Ann Coulter comment.
Yes.
That actually was a serious issue with blacks when he first started out, who were all on board the Clinton train. And,
what are you talking about?
It wasn't that he's benefited from it. It was the fact that he did not have any, he's not indigenous. You know, not indigenous, but has any family that were descendants of the slaves in America. And that was the whole thing. They didn't think he was not black enough, but it was one of those situations where, you know, that he didn't go through the whole thing, which is why a lot still believe that he doesn't have that fight that everybody's looking for.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I didn't. All right. Okay. I didn't hear a lot of that. Maybe I missed it. There was a lot of complaining during the primary season, as I recall. None of it was that he wasn't black enough.
Well, he was in Hawaii. He kind of missed the whole civil rights thing. And plus, he was awfully young for that.
Yeah. Alan in Las Vegas on zombies. A zombie fun fact, in fact. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you look at any of the I guess even George A. Romero didn't even like the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
His name was on it, though.
Yeah, but he wrote the original script. Dario Argento produced it. No, actually, 28 Days Later was actually a virus movie.
Oh, that's right.
And that's the thing.
Yeah, but in Dawn of the Dead Zombies.
That point too.
In Dawn of the Dead Zombies couldn't run, right?
No, in the remake
exactly,
they did.
The original. Unfortunately, what they did was they didn't pay very good attention to it because it takes too much. It takes too much brain power to actually run.
Mm. Yeah, I see.
I'm a screenwriter, so I'm trying to sell several.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Awesome.
Actually
got
arguing
it.
About this.
This just in. Zombies don't exist!
Oh, thank you, Jim. That's what I never got even the premise of why people were scared of zombies. They just run away. Look how slow they are.
Can you shoot them with a silver bullet, or is that werewolves?
No, you shoot them in the head. You guys aren't watching The Walking Dead, I can tell.
No.
It's God, is that a good show?
No. Okay. I've only watched they're slow. Who cares? You look like you can knock them over, too.
But they still kill you.
Not unless you're Chris Christie. How fast do you have to be to outrun a zombie? They spend all their energy swaying back and forth instead of going
brains.
Forward.
They are smart. They eat brains.
Whatever. Okay. Unless you're really, really slow. Oh, 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't know what that means, but I like the sound of it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 23 minutes after the hour. Catherine Cryer on the big show tomorrow, along
with
Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Love me some Catherine Cryer.
Festive show. I love her. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Kahira in Massachusetts. Hey, Kahira.
Yes, hi there, Steph. I love your show, and my dog, Mac, is listening to it right now at home.
Awesome. What's his name?
His name is Mac. He's a 16-year-old rescued Maltese.
Hi, Mac. How are you?
Probably jumping up and down right now.
I'm at
my friend's house. And at my friend's house checking on her cat because they have that power outage and I'm making sure the cat's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yikes.
But anyway, I was watching Rick Perry make a fool out of himself on television the other day, and what came to mind was a joke that you said last week about Rick Perry and Mitt Romney having hate sex.
Yes, yes.
And what kept running through my mind was a scene from Streetcar Named Desire where Rick Perry would be standing at the bottom of Mitt Romney's staircase going, "Romney, Romney, I love you."
Romney!
Yeah, these are the little things that the skits that pop into my head that I just hope for at the next debate, but who knows what can happen. All I know, Jim, between the Herman Cain clownishness yesterday, the singing and the backpedaling and the lying and Rick Perry's jokes, these are not serious people.
We have serious problems to solve, and we need serious people to solve them.
Just saying, whenever I can wedge in an American president soundbite to annoy Jim, I'll do it. Hey, Gawker has a piece about, is the NYPD sending in drunk homeless people to occupy Wall Street?
I've heard this.
They have come up with an ingenious way to sabotage the Occupy Wall Street protest lower Manhattan, send in drunks and homeless people. That's been causing tension in Zuccotti Park. According to the Daily News op-ed contributor, the shift has been helped along by friendly NYPD officers. I'm telling you, there was a great piece today. Despite the media and the right wing and everyone's attempt to minimize this and make it nothing, it's not working. I think Progress has a great piece. Occupy Wall Street success. Even Republicans are talking about income inequality.
Right.
Thank you. The Occupy Wall Street demonstrations have shipped media coverage away from conservative concerns about the federal debt and deficit to the more progressive and important issues of unemployment and unequal income distribution. And their point is that even in that sense, it's already been a success.
Mm-hmm.
The 99% movement's influence on the wider political landscape is becoming clear. According to a new poll, a majority of voters now say income inequality has become a big problem for the country. Majorities across practically all income levels, all political, philosophical, and racial lines agreed the middle class is being reduced. Nearly 7 in 10, that's like almost 70%, Jim.
Wow, very near that. Yeah.
Said the current tax system is unfair. We mentioned the CBO report. It shows the average income of the top 1% increased 275% from 79
that seems fair.
To 2007.
They're the job creators, after all.
Yeah. The bottom 20% of earners grew just by 18% in that time period. The issue becomes so salient, even Republican lawmakers are feeling obliged to address it. Eric Cantor and Paul Ryan have now been talking about wealth disparity. Isn't that nice?
Huh.
And even rank-and-file Republicans have started to lace the phrase into talks and interviews. If the movement accomplishes nothing beyond fundamentally shifting the political discourse away from trumped-up fears about the debt to real issues like inequality and jobs, it's already succeeded. A good piece on Think Progress. I think that's true. It has changed the dialogue, which is what movements do. By the way, here's a shocking story. Huh. As you recall, Eric Cantor originally derided the protesters as mobs. As it turns out, his top contributor this year would be Wall Street.
That's right.
Wall Street.
What a coincidence.
Wall Street. His personal PAC has collected close to $2 million just this year, well ahead of any other PAC in the House or Senate. He has, of course, pushed several policies near and dear to Wall Street's heart, including protecting tax loopholes for hedge fund managers, while managing to come up with absolutely no ideas for addressing income inequality at all. But he's giving it lip service now, because he feels he has. Listen, I care about you and your sticky hands.
To get their sticky hands off my chaise lounge.
Just keep them off my chaise longue.
Your what?
Chaise longue.
Means long chair.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, even the majority of millionaires, job creators in GOP parlance, support higher taxes on the wealthy. Did you see Bill Gates added his voice to the chorus? Scoffing at the idea the rich would riot over a marginal tax increase, he said, I can't imagine these millionaires and billionaires going down and barricading the streets because they're going to have to pay 4 or 5% more in taxes. He said, I mean, it's going to be rough for them. There's certainly a case to be made that taxes should be more progressive. When asked whether he agrees with the Buffett rule, he said, I'm generally in favor of the idea the rich should pay somewhat more.
All right.
Yeah. So he'll be the wrong kind of billionaire, too, once the right wing gets to him.
Well, if he wants to give away all his money, he's perfectly entitled to do that.
He can send in a check to the IRS if he wants.
All right. The other big story that has been buried in all the, Rick Perry drunken buffoonery and the Herman Cain sex scandal buffoonery is the, financial records suggest Cain campaign received illegal corporate funding.
Oh, dear.
Charlie Pierce talking about this today. Mm-hmm. Potentially groundbreaking financial records suggest the Cain campaign received illegal corporate donations shortly after it launched. In essence, the records show a corporation run by two senior campaign staffers, including a creepy smoky guy.
Yes.
Mark Block.
Cigarette-smoking man.
Yeah. Fronted nearly $40,000 to the Cain campaign. Cain campaign records, however, show no evidence this debt was ever paid back, which is generally known as, illegal.
Yep.
Not a sexy story.
No.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
How about signing up with the chips, huh?
All right, everybody, settle down. Chris and Yankton writes, guys, oh my God, that American president clip makes me want to take Herman Cain's Casio keyboard and smash it into my radio.
Yes, thank
right,
you.
Settle down.
You know, it's a good movie and all, but
I don't want to hear about eating the sand anymore.
It's very apropos in this election cycle, is all I'm saying.
It's apropos in every election cycle.
If someone would enter the race named Bob Rumson, I would just shut the hell up. See, then all my dreams would come true. He's the blowhard Republican candidate in the American president. Okay. Yeah. Oh, can I have some stalking music? Gretchen in Chicago would like me to stop stalking her. I didn't realize I would. Oh, I'm stalking her with Right Wing World.
Oh.
See, because we move it around. It's like the Jewish holidays. It's sneaky.
Yeah.
It's like a ninja feature. You don't know where it's going to pop up.
It's kind of like Easter. Uh-huh. Easter moves around.
Yeah. Okay, so every time I get in my car, you dive into Right Wing World. No matter what time it is, I get in my car at 8:10, Right Wing World. On the road at 8:20, Right Wing World. Running a little late and not in my car until 8:45, Right Wing World again. So today, I skip a meeting, get to work at 10. What do I hear at 9:40? Ah! Right Wing World! I can't help but think you have hordes of box wine, drunken, childless loser secret agents watching my garage because they have nothing better to do. Please, Steph, stop the madness. I can't handle the paranoid pressure anymore. I only get to listen. And I'd rather hear you in the mooks, not crazy right-wing lunatics. Still love you. Gretchen in Chicago. Sorry, Gretchen. Yeah, you don't know when it's going to pop up, do you?
No,
you do not.
No, indeed.
No.
Just like people accuse me of sexual harassment. They just pop up from nowhere. I don't
there
know.
There you go again with that racist Herman Cain impression, Jim. Sounding exactly like he sounds and all.
Well, she knew Rick Perry.
Yeah.
That's because I hate white people.
Okay. I love this. Laura Ingraham said she took the same tag as Limbaugh yesterday. Doesn't this all sound familiar? A black man who thinks for himself. This upstart guy ends up a point ahead of Romney in Iowa. He needs to be put in his place. A lot of people think time to put this man, hate to say it, in the back of the bus. Yeah. Well, if someone did, it was other Republicans
right,
who did
right.
it, not liberals.
If Democrats would have done it, it would have been done during the general
right,
election,
yeah.
during the primary.
Yes, idiot. Primary.
Ingraham.
When a Cain supporter called in and said it's too close, the parallels to Clarence Thomas. who was also guilty of sexual harassment, yes. FYI.
Not just
one. Nothing to do with skin color. Yeah. Just,
right.
Yeah. And suggesting we need to pick at the news organization that published the story, Ingram agreed, saying we need to occupy Politico. They said that we need to pick it until they reveal its sources. Well, you know how they could reveal their sources? Herman Cain could just...
Yeah,
because
he said
he would like to confront his accusers. Yeah. So he could if he just magically would undo the gag order, the non-disclosure agreement. They'd be happy to chat.
I do believe he has the power to do that, you know, being the former head of the National Restaurant Association
and all.
And
as someone said, the sources aren't anonymous. They're
right.
Herman Cain seems to know exactly who they are.
That's certainly not anonymous to him.
Yeah.
She was in my office one day.
Oh, the anonymous source?
I made a gesture saying, and I was standing close to her, and I made a gesture, you are the same height as my wife, and brought my hand, didn't touch you.
No.
Up to my chin and said, you're the same height as my wife because my wife comes up to my chin.
Uh-huh.
My wife for 43 years.
Uh-huh.
And that was put in there as... something that made her uncomfortable as part of the sexual harassment charge.
Sure. And that the fact that I wasn't wearing no trousers.
I was wearing pants. In fact, let's call Gloria his wife. Let's see what she has to say about that.
I think we have her number.
I do. Gloria, hello. Can you pick up the phone now?
We have the alias that she's been living under.
We'd like to chat.
She was an anonymous source, and yet I know how tall she was.
By the way, didn't Kristen Yankton say Laura Branigan fun fact regarding Gloria?
Yes, for the record, in This Week in 1982, for the week ending November 6th, Gloria by Laura Branigan moved up from number 13 to number 9 in its 18th week on the Hot 100.
And now, back to the countdown.
Thank you, Jim.
What a quinky dink.
All right. We'll see if
and
this
I'm
changes.
And I'm making fun of Casey Kasem because clearly I hate the people from the Middle East.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
From Lebanon.
Exactly. Did that racist Casey Kasem impression again.
Yeah.
Now, story about a dog.
Their damn dead dog dedication.
I'm not doing one more got dead dog dedication. The Rick Perry slide.
If you haven't heard that, look that up on YouTube.
Oh, you gotta look at that.
Yeah. Casey Kasem dead dog dedication.
Outtake.
Yeah. Oh, wow, is that awesome?
Almost as awesome as the the William Shatner.
Yeah.
The William Shatner outtakes from his commercial where he was berating some producer for the inch of his life.
Oh, Sally, it is to do it. It sickens me.
Also, the Paul Masson.
I want to do it exactly the way. You want me to do it.
I'll do it exactly the way you want me to do it.
Also, the drunken Paul Masson Orson Welles ads.
Ah, the French.
It's like a Rick Perry comedy routine.
It really does.
Oh,
those
actors
are on YouTube, too.
But
yeah.
The actors are going through this take after take after take, keeping straight face during all of it, and Welles is getting more and more soused every time.
Yeah.
The French.
Flirk. Okay. Can I hear some more drunken Rick Perry? I just can't get enough of that. I know you need to see it because he's... Jim, you know what I'm saying? He was doing... It was almost like the George Bush telegraphing comedy eyebrows, but just like gone insane. Just
googly eyes.
Yeah. He was... Exactly. It was almost like one of those little things you shake in the eyes. It was wacky. Comedy face. Okay, here we go.
Shannon and you, I can't stand here in front of this crowd and not just, you know, love on you a little bit and thank you for what you do. And gold is good.
Get away from me.
If you've got any in the backyard, because, you know, if they print any more money over there in Washington, the gold's going to be good.
What?
This is such a cool state. I mean, come on. Live free or die. I mean, I come from a state, you know, where... they had this little place called the Alamo, and they declared victory or death. You know, we're kind of into those slogans, man. It's like, live free or die, victory or death.
And
bring it.
They got death, actually, at the Alamo, I think.
Half a trillion dollars a year.
Come here. Come here.
I mean, you know, any accountants or tax lawyers out there, I'm sorry, dude, but that's too much money.
Dude.
Half a trillion dollars. And my plan is really pretty simple. It does... deductions for the mortgage, deduction for charitable. Yep.
Yeah.
You can keep that in there. And your state and local taxes are in there. You can put those on, $12,500 for every dependent that you have. And You know, just pretty easy math. Subtract it, send it in. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Good news is that little plan that I just shared with you doesn't force the Granite State to expand your tax footprint.
That was my favorite. That's the overpronouncing drunk. I'm going to slow down. Okay, the Rick Perry slide and the Herman Cain surge has reached Stephen Perry's home state of Texas. He is Perry at 26% in the primary vote. Cain at 27 in Texas.
Wow.
Ron Paul is in third place with 12, followed by Mitt Romney at 9%. Yeah, he's, we have a request for another Rocky.
So the liberals, they have an objective, destroy America. The objective of the liberals is to destroy this country. The objective of the liberals is to make America mediocre like everybody else who aspire to be like America. That's their objective.
Stupid people are ruining America. There's this attempt to ease Sharia law into our government. Stupid people are ruining America.
Yay, he's Mike rocking, and Raleigh.
He's rocking Texas like a hurricane.
Herman Cain.
Yeah. Oh, here's the best news, Jim. If he's elected, he will put a Godfather's Pizza Kitchen in the White House.
Ooh.
I'm really hoping that's a joke.
Making a pizza on premises. Yep.
Except the crust, which is frozen.
Pizza. By the way, has that not helped, his candidacy not helped Godfather's Pizza sales? Because it is crap pizza, as we have previously discussed. One franchise owner said, I had one guy passing through who was staying at a nearby hotel. He said he'd heard so much about Herman Cain but never had his pizza, so when he saw Godfather's, he had to come try it and probably found out that it was crap, just like the candidate. Crappy pizza, crappy candidate. But otherwise, wow, this is another pizza story that does not involve Godfather's. Corporate pizza turf war turns fiery in Florida.
Oh?
According to Gawker. Sean Davidson and Brian Sullivan, two Domino's managers from Lake City, Florida, allegedly burned down at Papa John's shop and now face arson charges.
Wow.
According to police, Sullivan believed that taking out the Papa John's would help their employer's bottom line, so he helped Davidson set the fire.
Oh, dear.
Pizza wars.
Yeah, exactly. That's not getting a lot of publicity in the whole Herman Cain. Oh, this is another it's another fast food embarrassing story. Firefighters free man trapped in McDonald's straw dispenser. Don't you hate when that happens?
What was
the whole man was trying to?
How?
He tried to take out some straws from an opening at the back of the dispenser and became stuck. He was at the fast food outlet with his children. He was said to be unhurt but embarrassed by the incident.
Well, you got caught in a straw dispenser.
I thought
yeah.
His whole body got caught in a straw dispenser.
Yeah.
How did he do that?
No, just his hand.
Okay.
Huh. Still embarrassing. All right, here's a story, and I'm not saying I don't really know the extent of the Herman, but you might want to pay attention to the story, Herman Cain. Half of penile fractures, Jim, incurred during cheating. There is a study, penile fractures, a study links broken penises to infidelity.
Is that even possible?
It's only funny till someone breaks up. You know what I'm saying?
Is it? That's why you should always be on top.
There you go. That's actually how most of them happen. That's what they say in the study.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom, Jim.
Bouncing down.
It's bouncing on top.
Yeah. Not okay. A bad idea.
I am not a Chuck E. Cheese bouncy thing. Get off me. No. Not only, it's like, it's not a trampoline, girls. Let's, not only do affairs fracture relationships, they may also fracture penises, according to a recent study published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Of the 16 patients in the study, 50% admitted to having an extramarital affair when the penile fracture occurred. Because they're saying, sex in weird places and, hurried sex and things like that, apparently. It's a cautionary tale. I care.
Despite like not having know seen anything one about
since
that.
The
yeah.
early 90s.
Yeah.
All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
They degrade women and beavers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Visit gotomeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Type in that promo code, Stephanie. Milton in New Jersey on penile fractures. Hello, Milton.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to... I'm the official penis specialist of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you're going to have to fight Jim for that one.
Not even from Iceland.
No, not even close. I am the penis specialist. I actually had a penile fracture. Yeah, it happened last year. And I was not cheating, but I was involved with my partner with another couple. So
oh,
I guess
that's, you know, that quadruples your chance of somebody being spazzy.
It's the strangest sensation. I have to say, it really was vigorous, like, activity that was causing it, obviously, to change, but it felt like a knuckle crack.
No.
All of a sudden, it felt like this, and obviously, I didn't stop. I just kept going.
Sure,
and,
obviously. Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, come on.
That comes
in a foursome.
You've come that far, so to speak.
The following day, we're lying down and, you know, just talking in bed. And I noticed that it was just not straight. It was a little...
It
was actually curved. Like, curved completely.
I hate when that happens.
So it looked like a little hook. Not a little hook. But,
Captain Hook,
So I went to the doctor and treated it, and it was fine. I'm perfect, back to normal. Actually, I think it's better, so I think it actually works.
Wow. Did you have to wear, like, a sling or a cast or something?
No, actually,
did you need
the
scooter for it?
The doctor said that 8 times out of 10, most people don't even realize, and it just heals itself.
Wow.
Well, because there's that disease, too, that makes it curved. But this was new. This was a new curve for you.
There's a tissue in the middle that is obviously designed to be firm, and that tissue, if it's subjected to a lot of pressure, can snap.
Oh,
but it heals and it's fine. And
Or just do it again until it bends back the other way.
Yeah,
my boyfriend thinks that it's his curative properties of his saliva that makes it.
He has one of those magical ones.
All right,
sure.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for that story. That was a little bit of magic. A little bit of magic in the morning.
Great. But no one's having bangers for breakfast.
You could just do it. That's true, Jim. That's not medical advice, but you could just do it again, but then the other way. So then it breaks again, but back the other way. And then you have twice the fun.
I don't recommend that, actually. No, I don't.
Right.
Yeah, it increases. You seem
to speak from
a theory.
Okay.
A four-way just increases the chances that somebody is spazzy. You know what I'm saying? It's just, ow, no, what? You're on my hair.
Wow.
You're what? No, what are you doing back there? What?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, Daddy.
I can't move my foot.
Oh, Dad.
My foot.
Oh, God. Oh, you're good. My God.
All right. Now you broke my... See, now we can't have nice. But you broke it. All right then.
Yikes.
Yikes.
See what Herman Cain made us talk about?
Yeah, see, Herman Cain.
Apples and oranges.
As somebody said, if Rick Perry was a front runner, we'd be talking about booze instead of sex this morning.
We talked about
the dangers of booze.
We talked about that too. Rick Perry.
Oh, boy. All right. By the way, that story made Representative Trent Frank's head explode. He is a Republican that vehemently opposes LGBT equality at every turn. He went on to call marriage equality a threat to the nation's very survival on the House floor. He suggested marriage is a special right just for heterosexuals and that somehow marriage equality would eliminate the launching pad of the next generation, insinuating society will die as a result. Die out.
So has he ordered a rent boy yet?
I don't know.
Have you seen him? I don't think any rent boy would take him.
Oh, I got one of those stories. Funny you should mention that. A cured lesbian candidate. She's a conservative now. She admits affair with a minor. She was a gym teacher. So this is a shocking story to nobody.
Gym teacher. Okay.
Virginia.
Stereotypes are us.
The Virginia State House candidate says when she was a junior high teacher 40 years ago, she had an affair with a female student, but she was a different person back then. Linda Wall was her name. Coach Wall.
Oh, God. Oh.
In the 70s when she taught phys ed in Prince County, George County. Prince George County. The 61-year-old Wall said the affair was long ago, a youthful mistake, not who she is now. She credits a Christian conversion with turning her from drugs and changing her sexual orientation.
Sure.
You're born that way if you're a gym teacher. That's what I think.
You're born
a gym teacher. You're always a gym teacher, no matter what else you do.
take a lap.
She has lobbied Virginia's General Assembly on behalf of the Conservative Family Foundation, a staunch opponent of gay marriage, adoption by same-sex couples, and abortion. So, okay then.
Listener Dan writes in and wants to know if we can ban phone calls with the word saliva in them.
Yeah.
Okay. The broken penis didn't so much bother him?
No, it was the curative properties of his boyfriend's saliva.
I was having like penis sympathy with our male listeners. I couldn't really even listen to that story. It was like, oh, ow. I was crossing my legs, and I haven't had one since like 1978.
Ah.
All right. Newsbusters is probably on that somewhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you donate it to the penis museum in Iceland?
They're looking furiously looking for a Lockport, New York high school yearbook that says Stephen Miller.
Well, you did look like an Armenian dude.
I did,
well,
but I was not, in fact. Okay. Neither Armenian or a dude. I apologize if I set you off on a witch hunt and a goose chase over there at Newsbusters.
Oh, it's fun to send them off into wild directions.
Oh,
by the way, we're getting a little bit of breaking news.
Oh, breaking news, yes.
Bank of America is reversing itself and says it will not charge the $5
power
a month debit fee.
To the people.
Yep.
Power. Okay.
That'll
occupy.
Bankrupt them for sure.
Yeah, exactly. By the by, first of all, we should also send the thoughts and prayers out to Hillary Clinton and her family. Her mom passed away this morning.
That's right.
Or no, excuse me, late last night, I think, at age 92.
Yeah.
And Hillary was with her. She had canceled a trip to some stan, probably, somewhere.
Overseas.
Yeah. Becky with stan. So.
Yes, or as her McCain would call it, it was Becky stan.
So our thoughts are with her family.
Yes, indeed. Okay, Jim, you'll hate this story. The Democrat Super Committee proposal is far to the right of all over bipartisan compromises.
Huh.
That's worked us so well for us, we decided to go even further. Are they
great.
Not paying attention to the Occupy movement? There's a damning new analysis of the Democrats' $3 trillion deficit proposal to the Super Committee, which is not that super.
It's not that super.
Thanks for asking. Republicans have already rejected the plan, despite the fact that it stands well to the right of plans
by
Simpson or the Gang of Six, and even further to the right of the plan by the bipartisan Rivlin-Domenici Commission. The Democratic plan contains substantially smaller revenue increases than those bipartisan proposals, while containing deeper cuts in Medicare and Medicaid than the Bull-Simpson plan.
Can we dissolve the super committee? Have them take a super hike?
Yeah, isn't the Occupy movement showing the exact opposite?
The
American people are with you. To stop going to the right, they're not.
Right.
And they turned it down anyway.
Yep.
Ugh. All right. Catherine Cryer tomorrow, who is awesome. Hal Sparks, who is also awesome. And a sexy liberal for Hump Days with Hal tomorrow. Don't miss it. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, Rebecca Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.